This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal, this evening. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Damdam and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
Kolkata jaise hamare shahar Bharat ke itihas aur hamare bhavishya dono ki samruddh pehchan hai. Aaj jab Bharat duniya ki teesri sabse badi economy banne ki taraf aage badh raha hai, tab Damdam, Kolkata इन शहरों की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है. इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है. ये आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है.
He noted that before 2014 the country had only 250 km of metro routes, which has now expanded to over 1,000 km. President Draupadi Murmu gives assent to 5 important bills passed by the Parliament. Among these bills, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bills aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. This act also has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to accept claims forms of voters online whose names are missing without insisting on the physical submission of documents. The bench also clarified that the claim form could be submitted with any of the 11 documents originally listed by the ECI or with the Aadhaar card. The order was passed by a bench of Justices Suryakant and Joymalia Bakshi while hearing a batch of pleas challenging the June 26th order issued by the ECI directing the SIR in Bihar. The apex court also ordered that the 12 recognized political parties in Bihar be impleaded in the SIR matter if they are not already before the court. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating a suitable growth environment for domestic companies. He said the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, the minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with a cost of 66,000 crore rupees. Government has sanctioned 23 chip design projects under the designed linked incentive scheme to boost the country's semiconductor design capabilities. These projects are receiving support to develop indigenous chips and system-on-chip solutions for areas such as surveillance cameras, energy meters, microprocessor IPs and networking applications. Electronics and IT Ministry said 72 companies have gained access to the industry standard electronic design automation tools for the chip design project. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of SEMICON India 2025 on 2nd of next month in New Delhi. The 3-day event aims to showcase the country's growing capabilities and ambitions in the microelectronics and semiconductor value chain. Indian Olympian Ila Venil Valarivan continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship at Skymint, Kazakhstan, and she showcased an impressive display of composure in the final, shooting a formidable score of 253.6 points to secure the top spot. This remarkable score sets a new national record. And that's the end of the news bulletin.